WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
As they think they need it, but I'll do that and see if it's... All right, so we'll try the billboard. I'll count you down. All right. 3, 2, from WHYY in Philadelphia, this is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies. Today we hear from a veteran journalist who spent years investigating challenges for patients in American healthcare, then found himself in the middle of a compelling story. ProPublica reporter David Armstrong was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, an incurable blood cancer. The most effective treatment was a pill that cost about a quarter to manufacture, but sold for nearly $1,000 apiece. His investigation into the discovery and marketing of the drug Revlimid revealed strategies employed by drug companies to ward off competition and keep prices high. Later, David Bean Cooley reviews a new documentary about the remarkable life of singer-songwriter Janice Ian, whose career dates back to her early teens. First news. I'll redo that, but how are we on time? About, okay. I think it might actually be a capsule. Maybe I should go check that. All right. Can we say pill then? All right. Okay. All right. So do we want to add the other sentence? I mean, I could do a shorter version of songwriter Janice. I could just say, yeah, if we have eights. But, yeah, that's the way I actually hit it. And put the other sentence in. We'll see if that works. A new documentary about singer-songwriter Janice Ian. Okay, so what did I stumble on? I stumbled on, I don't know. Anyway. Yeah, I'll just, all right. Should I slow it down? Did I sound like I was rushed? No, it was about the pace. Okay. All right. Revlimid, Jesus. Okay, just try it again. 3, 2, from WHYY in Philadelphia, this is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies. Today we hear from a veteran journalist who'd spent years investigating challenges for patients in American healthcare, then found himself in the middle of a compelling story. ProPublica reporter David Armstrong was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, an incurable blood cancer. The most effective treatment was a pill that cost about a quarter to manufacture, but sold for nearly $1,000 apiece. His investigation into the discovery and marketing of the drug Remlivid revealed strategies employed by drug companies to ward off competition and keep prices high. We'll also talk about ways insurance companies deny claims for tests and treatments recommended by doctors and about efforts in Washington to bring down drug prices. Later, David Bean Cooley reviews a new documentary about singer-songwriter Janice Ian. First news. Does it fit? Should I just redo that last sentence? And I'll just pick that up. Prices of medications high. We'll also talk about ways insurance companies deny claims for tests and treatments recommended by doctors and about efforts in Washington to bring down drug prices. Later, David Bean Cooley reviews a new documentary about singer-songwriter Janice Ian. First news. Okay, thank you. All right, good. That should work. Oh, should I? Yeah, we got the whole thing. We don't need to. Okay. Now we're going to have to do this whole thing because of, never mind why. All right. This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies. Our guest today, David Armstrong, is a veteran investigative reporter who in 2023 was writing stories about challenges for patients in American healthcare when he was suddenly plunged into his subject in a deeply personal way. He was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, an incurable blood cancer. He would soon be prescribed a drug called Revlimid, which is cheap to make but really expensive to buy. A single pill costs nearly $1,000, roughly the price of a new iPhone. Armstrong decided to research the development and marketing of the drug, and he discovered tactics used by drug companies to maintain monopolies on their medications as long as possible and keep prices high. Revlimid is one of the best-selling pharmaceuticals of all time, with total sales of more than $100 billion. This is also remarkable since the parent compound in Revlimid, thalidomide, was banned in most of the world in the 1960s after it was shown to cause severe birth defects when given to pregnant women. David Armstrong is a senior reporter for ProPublica who focuses. Should I redo that last sentence? Was it a little? Yeah, okay. $100 billion. This is also remarkable since the parent compound in Revlimid, thalidomide, was banned in most of the world in the 1960s after it was shown to cause severe birth defects when given to pregnant women. David Armstrong is a senior reporter for ProPublica who focuses on healthcare. He previously reported for STAT, the online service reporting on health and medicine, as well as the Boston Globe and the Wall Street Journal, where he shared a Pulitzer Prize for coverage of the 9/11 attacks. His new story about Revlimid is The Price of Remission. You can find it at the ProPublica website. Okay. That's the bulk of it. All right, now we got to do the second half intro again. This is Fresh Air. Our guest is David Armstrong, senior reporter for ProPublica. His latest story is about the high cost of the cancer-treating drug Revlimid, which costs about a quarter a pill to manufacture but sells for nearly $1,000. Armstrong was writing stories about challenges in the healthcare system in 2023 when he was diagnosed with multiple myeloma and incurable blood cancer. He was prescribed Revlimid and began looking into the history and marketing of the drug. His new story on the ProPublica website is The Price of Remission. We recorded our interview Monday. David Armstrong is a senior reporter for ProPublica. His new story about the high cost of the cancer drug Revlimid is The Price of Remission. We recorded our interview Monday. Coming up, David Bianculli reviews a new documentary about the remarkable life of singer-songwriter Janice Ian, whose career dates back to her early teens. This is Fresh Air. Okay. This is Fresh Air. Janice Ian, the singer-songwriter who had her first hit record as a teenager in the 1960s, is still around. And she's the subject of a new documentary, Janice Ian, Breaking Silence, now available to stream on demand. Our TV critic, David Bianculli, has this review. David Bianculli is a professor of television studies at Rowan University. He reviewed Janice Ian, Breaking Silence, now available on many streaming sites to view on demand. On tomorrow's show, writer Amy LaRocca joins us to talk about her new book, How to Be Well, a guide drawn from her search for balance in a world obsessed with wellness. From fitness fads to mental health trends, she tries to unpack what it really means to take care of ourselves. I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show, I hope you can join us. To keep up with what's on the show and get highlights of our interviews, follow us on Instagram at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Our managing producer is Sam Brigger. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Phyllis Myers, Anne-Marie Baldonado, Lauren Krenzel, Teresa Madden, Monique Nazareth, Thea Challoner, Susan Yakundi, and Anna Bauman. Our digital media producer is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. For Terry Gross and Tanya Mosley, I'm Dave Davies. Okay. And a little finish. All right, here we go. 3, 2. On the next Fresh Air, writer Amy LaRocca joins us to talk about her new book, How to Be Well, a guide drawn from her search for balance in a world obsessed with wellness. From fitness fads to mental health trends, she tries to unpack what it really means to take care of ourselves. Join us. Is that okay? All right, swell. All right, thanks.